SBI Media, State Capitol today. Tyler Schwab just finishing a presentation on Libertas. So with the members of the Wyoming State Legislature, members of the House, members of the Senate here listening to your work, Tyler, kind of give us a summary of what you told them tonight.
Yeah, you know, I was brought here by the amazing people that represent our state. One of them heard me on a podcast a few years ago, and we've been coordinating. And just, I mean, honestly, it's an honor of mine to share what we do. I know a lot of our listeners will be familiar with Libertas International, of how we support survivors, how we hold abusers accountable, and what we're doing with different communities to help empower the people that we rescue. But I think the most important part of my presentation was just sharing the story that Wyoming plays in all this. And like as a nonprofit, like a lot of our funding comes from Wyoming. And then in the last couple of years, like so many people from Wyoming have been able to interact with survivors that we've helped rescued, and just to encourage lawmakers of the hard work that I know they're doing, and encouraging them to continue to make Wyoming such a special place where so many of our kids have found hope and healing.
Okay. You had several senators, members of the House, come up and speak to you afterwards. Any thoughts on some of their comments? They were all impressed, but follow up on your opportunity to visit with these members of the legislature tonight.
Yeah, you know, they complimented just the work that we're doing. They complimented the stories that we've heard. You know, I always try to give credit to the amazing people, you know, like SVI Media, that it's a...
So keep going.
It didn't cut out. Sorry. The people at SVI Media, the good teachers that we have, like Representative Erickson, that have helped make Wyoming such a special place. I always give credit to the people that raised me and helped me. But honestly, a lot of them ask just ways to help, like ways to collaborate. There's different laws in place, a generative AI bill that we've been asked to speak on, a grooming bill, human trafficking operations in the state. And then a lot of it just, how do we help? Like, how do we continue to make Wyoming a safe place for survivors of human trafficking and stay ahead of the curve when it comes to this crime? And for me, like, it's such an honor, you know, like, why would these amazing people that help make Wyoming so special want input from me? Just a kid that for the last 10 years has, you know, done what I've done. I just feel so honored that it would take the time, hear what I have to say, and ask for help in helping make Wyoming a safe and better place for kids. And I'm just excited. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to collaborate with these important, powerful, and passionate people about our state to continue to make Wyoming such a special place to live.
Summary on where you take Libertas now. You continue to be actively involved, traveling. Just kind of what do you see out as your next step after you've done so much?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. Like, I turned 35 last year, 35, yeah. And it was an interesting time of year for me because I have spent a lot of time traveling over the last 10 years. I've been to 50 countries. I've seen Machu Picchu. I've seen, you know, the border of Ukraine and Russia. I've visited the most beautiful places in the world, been to some of the darkest places in the world. Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest, like it does wear on you. Like a lot of these stories, a lot of these cases do wear on you, and it's worn on me. Like, I'll be honest, I've had to scale back of just the work that I've done because it's tough. It's a tough world out there, and I want to, with Libertas International, take it more local. I think this is a great opportunity to explore what that looks like. I spent a long time helping kids in places like Afghanistan or Colombia or wherever. But what have we done for the people in Wyoming? What have we done for the people in Utah or California or wherever? Like, how do we continue to make an impact? Because someone that's trafficked in Wyoming is going through the same type of trauma as someone who's being trafficked in Italy or wherever. And so, like, this opportunity was, for me, just special because it gives me a way to figure out the future of Libertas International when it comes to expanding our resources and empowering survivors here in Wyoming. Because I know right now, as a religious person, that there's someone in Wyoming that's praying for rescue, that's praying for relief. And I hope that the meeting that we just had today is the beginning of an answer to a prayer to where, when a survivor is ready to ask for help or is rescued, that she finds a safe place with resources where she can find hope, healing, and justice.
Tyler Schwab, Libertas International, speaking to the Wyoming State Legislature tonight in the Wyoming State Capitol. Dan Dockstetter, SBI Media.